Ho, 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 and welcome to Buzz Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
And we are going to be covering really shit kids' Christmas special sequels.
Why? Because it's, in fact, this recording will be coming out on Christmas. So,
ho, ho, ho.
And no, A Christmas Story does not factor into our idea of crap Christmas specials because it's actually a good movie. So there you go.
It's also not a Christmas special.
Right, it's a Christmas movie. Don't be confused. So yeah, we are just trying to get through the season, right?
Yep.
We're going to get there. It's going to be fine. Natalie's still on the show, so we can just bear with us.
It never ends.
Well, it's a Christmas carol.
Well, it's about to end, actually. It's ending hey, this weekend.
Things yet to come, right?
Yay. And we're having things to drink. Mom, what are we having to drink?
Disclaimers. There's going to be cursing. There's going to be spoilers for these specials in case you haven't seen them. I can understand why. I would avoid them like, oh, sorry. We're watching this, so you don't have to. And we are having things to drink. Yes. What do you have?
We're both having.
Oh, yes. We are both having. It's a double oaked old fashioned. So this consists of Woodford Reserve double oak barreled bourbon, some maple syrup, and chocolate bitters. And it's actually quite tasty.
It is tasty.
It's sweet. I might have overdone the maple syrup. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I like it.
It's very good.
Yeah, it is very good. I like it.
Let's get this over with.
I like doing shots. I should have done shots. I didn't think about that.
We probably should have.
Oh, well.
All right. Let's just talk about them in order of when we saw them.
Well, right. I do want to have a final comparison of a concept that crossed my mind.
Let's just do that first. I don't care.
Okay. All right. So.
You wrote notes for that. So I did not.
I wrote notes for several of these just because I was trying
to. Talking about the concept that you have.
Oh, so the concept that I had deals with bros.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who have been regular listeners, and while it has been now a couple episodes, we covered a very Jonas Christmas, which has the Joe Bros. We often go off and talk about the Bridgerton Bros because they are fantastic sibling dynamic fun things. One of the shows that we watched is the Miser Brothers Christmas, which in the bro category, I think I'm last.
Yes, obviously. What was this?
Well, I mean, there are sibling dynamics here. And it, honestly, Year Without a Santa Claus, the Miser Brothers make that whole Christmas special. I mean, let's face it. Without the Miser Brothers, would you watch it at all?
Yes.
Would you?
It's insane. I'd watch it because it's shit.
I loved that
I
show.
Still watch it because it's shit.
I watch it because I love Heat Miser and Snow Miser. I just think they're so fun.
And so you were the demographic for this many years later sequel. That's shit.
Yeah, except that it's shit. Other than the Miser Brothers song, which is still great.
It goes on for too long.
And the staging and whatever of it is silly. And the fact that they try to trade roles is quite silly. The Miser Brothers Christmas. I would take the Joe Bros much longer movie over this anytime.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. A movie version of the Bridgerton Bros at Christmas time, would you watch that?
I'd watch anything. To be fair. And I have everything. So, and I still will.
So true. We are excited, if not shocked, that, oh my God, that's coming in January.
I'm so happy.
I'm happy, but we're not going to be done with Outlander by then. So
no, but we'll interrupt Outlander for that.
Yeah. We're not. We are also, we will interrupt the Miser Brothers Christmas for that too. Because let's face it.
It'll be over.
Yeah, that's true. Miser Brothers Christmas. For those of you who watch Year Without a Santa Claus, you will remember Heat Miser and Snow Miser, who are the brothers that are representative of weather things, one being hot weather, the other being cold weather. They are weird as fuck looking. And apparently they have a whole pile of fucked up looking siblings.
Yeah, I
I
will
was
give.
very interested in the siblings, honestly. Sorry, go ahead.
I will give the animators their flowers. A lot of work went into this movie.
Oh my God, they spent so much on claymation for this.
Yeah.
It's unreal. They didn't
Yeah.
really spend it on voice talent, but they spent it on claymation. It was kind of
It must have
extraordinary.
taken quite a bit to get Mickey Rooney and the original Heat Miser back.
That's true. But at the same time, it was
But
2008, and I think Mickey Rooney probably had been through all of the money he might have ever earned at any time.
okay, well,
So
that's
yeah, because honestly, the original Year Without Santa Claus was 1974. So this is banking on
and this was in 2008.
nostalgia. Yeah, big nostalgia.
Either way, I will give them this. They have put a lot of cute details in. For example, the number house that Snow Miser lives at is 32,
Oh,
and
cute.
Heat Miser's is 101. That's cute.
That's cute.
I like that touch. You were saying about the siblings?
So I was saying about the siblings that they get called to Mother Nature. There was so much PC stuff about this that really got on my nerves. Like Mother Nature isn't scary anymore, but she has
What? How is
she.
that PC?
Well, because like she's a kinder, gentler parent. There's a whole lot of kinder gentleness. Like Santa is nice as opposed to like mean to elves, things
That's
like that.
Rudolph, Mom.
Well, no, but he was not nice to the elves in this one
He was just
either.
neglectful.
But he's actually thoughtful and compliments them. So I think there's a lot of generational update that they tried to do this that I don't think actually works. So Mother Nature isn't scary. So the idea that she is, reining in her sons that can freeze things and burn things and cause volcanoes and whatever seems unlikely. But there is a whole banquet table full of siblings for these kids. There's a thunder and lightning kid,
The
there's an
tides
earthquake kid, there's the tides.
and the north
And the
wind.
North Wind, but I'm curious about some of these other ones. They look mildly interesting.
And yet we don't get any of that, and
No.
we have to deal with Heat Miser and Snow
Wait. And
Miser.
the flamboyant North Wind guy, who
I like
I
the north wind, I'll say it.
mean, he gives the full queen attitude. So yeah, I can see,
I don't know. I found him slightly entertaining. It, like, the most entertaining part of this movie was probably his number, but
You think so?
it was better than the other shit.
I liked Heat Miser and Snow Miser song.
Great. Good for you.
Mr. Heat
It
Miser.
just went on for so long.
Okay, whatever.
Everything went on for so long.
I think we can spend a lot of time talking about the things we didn't like. So, are there any things other than the detail that you've noted, the fact that they spent so much on this animation,
That I
and the
liked.
idea that there are siblings, yeah, beyond this, that you liked.
I guess I think they had some interest an interesting idea with the elf, girl and the inventor stuff. I think that was interesting, but they don't focus on her at all.
Right. So I.
Other than a passing comment about her dead, supposedly dead dad. That's not implying that he comes back to life, but
We should back
regardless.
up. We have not given the basic story. So basic story of this is Santa's got a new sleigh, and the North Wind ha gets a promise from his mom, from Mother Nature, that should something bad happen to Santa, that North Wind can replace him. So North Wind's like, great, I'm going to screw over Santa on his new sleigh, which the new sleigh has been f tricked out by young female elf whose dad died or something. She has a tragic backstory that we never hear about. But
Literally
it is
never.
very,
She
very
should be the
similar. But
protagonist.
it's very, very similar to Elf. I mean, his dad is the tinker for the sleigh. I mean,
I had
I feel
that
like it
thought
was
that at least
derivative.
it was a plot point instead of just meandering bullshit.
Yeah, so bottom line is the North Wind causes Santa to be injured in new sleigh. New sleigh gets damaged. Because of this, there's going to be another year without Santa Claus, but Snow Miser and Heat Miser, as punishment, have to make the toys, which they do terribly. And they're supposed to deliver the toys, but they get in a fight. And then Santa comes in to save the day, and the North Wind tries to kill him again, and the brothers save the day again.
It's also a musical.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I think they're what I'm getting from the fact that it's a musical and technically narrated by Mrs. Claus is that they're just trying to, again, bank off of the nostalgia of, hey, we did this 40 years ago or 30 years ago. Let's try it again, but ever so slightly different. And it's like, no, it's
No,
not good.
it's
None,
not.
and I will say this, even though the North Wind song is my favorite of the new songs,
Oh, of the new songs. Okay,
that's what I meant,
that's fair.
of the new songs, it's still shit.
Yeah, the songs are a fair to moderately terrible. I
I
think
just kind of like the beat of
one
it.
of the things, and maybe that's the whole point. So one of the things I noted,
Are you sure?
no, I have a point. One of the things I noted about this is the songs are not very melodic. They're much more kind of almost
Pattern.
spoken word rap-ish, but not rap. And so it's
Like
just
brothers
poor.
could be friends.
Yes,
Yeah,
it's
that
just
song was a
poor.
winner.
Yeah, no, it's terrible. It's terrible. And the concepts are so sappy, I think that's what it feels very watered down to me. There are no stakes here. Like, oh yeah, so here's a vortex you can die in, Santa. It's
I think there's
like,
something to that because when you have this concept of, oh, we need to save Christmas, I don't know why I expected, and even in Year Without a Santa Claus, I feel like it had more stakes, all things considered, which isn't saying much, but I think just the sheer number of elves who are depending on this is not well portrayed enough. Like we
no.
see maybe five elves.
Because it's expensive to do claymation elves.
Exactly. And so you don't feel the pressure of a lot, a whole economy is, and a whole like universe and world. They're all of
Dependent,
Earth
yeah.
essentially is dependent on this one night going well.
Well, right, there's no concept of the earth or the kids or anything that we associate with the Santa
It's
mythology.
all focused on Heat and Snow Miser's bitchiness towards each other, and it's never really obvious. Okay, so in via flashback in this in the seminal classic song Brothers Should Be
Oh,
Friends,
stop. So
they
bad.
are we're seeing flashbacks of the beginning of their feud. They used to get along as babies. However,
Very, very infant level babies.
Heat Miser was hit by a snowflake one time by accident, and Snow Miser was hit by an ember off a fire by accident. And so they assumed the other did it, and then they just started fighting. And
And
they've
they
been
fought
fighting ever
forever
since.
since. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's
As far as
ridiculous.
miscommunications go, having it happen as a baby is a little bit more of a pass than I expected them to go for, but it's still shit.
Yeah, it's poor. It's just poor. And
It's dumb.
the updated claymation, it's interesting if you weren't trying to build off of this prior universe. So you keep Heat Miser and Snow Miser looking the same, but nobody else looks the same as they did in the original. Like Santa's like had some sort of, I don't know, Ozempic experience and he's thinner. Just there's a lot of differences in the appearance. And while the style is fine on its own, it just doesn't read as being the same universe, the same show. And I think that is jarring to me.
The only other thing that I would like to say out loud from my notes is a Mrs. Claus line, Santa, pull out of there.
That
That's what she said.
is what she said.
I feel nothing talking about this. And I think that's the sad part because like last year when we were covering bad Christmas specials, or at least memorable Christmas specials, we had a lot to say.
We
And
did.
even rewatching this year, those Christmas specials, I still have a lot to say. However, when I'm watching these sequels, I'm just, I my brain turns off, and it just turns to mush, and I just don't know what I'm doing with myself when I'm watching.
Yeah, I again is the way this
Don't know why I'm pacing
plays
myself.
is there's a little bit of box checking, like, oh, we're going to be, nicer and more PC. We're going to try to do songs that are a little more, little less melodic and maybe more hip.
I don't think that
Not,
was the purpose.
I just, well, either that or there's just poor songwriters. So I'm trying to give them something here, like it was a deliberate choice.
I think they just were
But
like, let's spout exposition, and the
let's
only way we can do that
check
without
the
a rhyme
boxes.
scheme
There's
is.
female elf doing stuff.
Okay.
Yay.
I don't think it's necessarily only a PC thing. I think it's just they didn't care.
Yeah, I really had the feeling I didn't care. And Mother Nature, like I said,
I
she's
don't
not
care.
scary. She's just kind of like, oh boy, set, be nice. She's not. I mean, she does eventually like bring thunder to scare them, but why it scares them, you don't know. Like when you see the original, she's got a much more powerful voice. She has a much more imposing presence
Does she?
than this, certainly.
Eh.
I just think all of it's just.
You're giving a lot of credit to the original mom. I think that it just in general, it was not
It's not
going
a
to
great concept,
it's,
no.
yeah, that's what my point is. It's like,
So why are we
what were
making
they
a sequel
going to
to the not
do?
great concept?
Exactly. And so I don't like, what would a Miser Brothers Christmas be other than this shit?
Because it's all ego. That's what the Miser Brothers are, is ego. So yeah,
What would it be other than saving Christmas again? Literally
maybe
nothing.
we're
Like,
not.
that's the only option for them. It's not like they were going on to go like on a quest elsewhere without Santa or Christmas being involved. It would have to be Christmas related.
And they don't care about humans. They're all about themselves. So there's no engagement with real world. Now, of course, a lot of the engagement with Southtown in the original was garbage, but at least, they had some relevance to the original Santa Claus theory. Like there's some stakes involved. Like if Santa doesn't bring presents, something bad can, or some bad feeling could occur to normal people. None of us gives a shit if the Miser brothers kill each other. It's fine. So yeah, that's really basically it. So
What I found funny was when the North Wind is like, all right, I'm doing all these covert operations, and then on Christmas night, when Santa has to go and replace the Miser Brothers because they've been fighting with his bad back in the sleigh, whatever, he fully just reveals himself to be the villain to Santa and is just like, ha, Santa, I'm Santa now. I'm the daddy here.
he's got Medusa hair. It's the funniest shit, and he's purple, by the way.
Yeah. Okay.
And he usually has fabulous hair, but when he's been blowing in the wind, it looks like Medusa snakes. It's
And the
very
way they
funny.
find out that he's the bad guy is that one of his like greeting cards that he was ogling was
Creating
sent
that he
in the
created.
wind towards them. Like, it's not like they, through their in own intuition, figured it out. It's just
Our brother,
coincidence. It's so stupid. This entire movie is just coincidence. Literally, like, from the get-go, they're like fighting, and then they think that they're the cause of Santa's sleigh malfunction.
Yeah, like they were sabotaging it against each other, which is an
Which is
idiotic thought process.
inaccurate, and so they just it's a it's
Well, because it's all about them. And I guess it's that egocentric whatever.
I'm not
We
giving
are
them any
giving
of
this
the credit.
way more meaning than it actually
You
has.
are. I'm not
So
trying to.
I hate to say this, but this is the best of the sequels we watched, in my opinion. Because they're all pretty terrible. They're all really, really bad.
Of concepts, I disagree.
Ooh,
I think the
interesting.
next one we talk about was the better one.
Concept-wise? Really?
Because at least it had
Oh,
a message
wow. What? Oh, the
other than
environment.
brothers should be friends.
Oh, this is just straight. There's global warming. What are we talking about? We are moving on now.
When was this about global warming?
Let's talk about Frosty Returns, shall we? Because that's number two on the things, the crap that we watch.
Yes, so Frosty Returns is also shit. However, at least it had a very clear message and it was half an hour.
Okay, I
So,
will give it the fact that it's short. It has one song that they repeat 800,000 times.
there were two songs.
I
There
heard
was
one
an
song.
intro song,
There
and then
was
Let There Be Snow.
"Let There Be Snow," must have been played at least four times.
Yes, but there was more than
And
one song. That was my
it's
point.
garbage. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Either way, I'm getting so unnecessarily upset about these,
You
and it's
are.
not worth my time or emotion.
So what, why is it that you think this is better than My Little Rosie's Christmas?
Again, it's a message at least. Like, and also, I think
Corporate
a
greed is
thing.
bad and we
No,
need snow.
I think, yes, I think that's a good message. And so I think that in general, it seems like a nice enough and like straightforward enough continuation from the first Frosty of he's returning, but to a different town where the kids need him. And this girl magician is upset that corporate greed has taken over her town and tried to get rid of snow with like Snowbegone or whatever it's called. What is it called again? I don't even know.
It's a spray
Yes,
that
it's a
gets rid of
spray. Oh,
snow.
it's a summer wheeze. And so people are doing that even though it is harmful to the environment. And so she's getting all annoyed and Frosty's in danger because he's made of snow. And so she hides him away and they have to t confront the town and the corporate.
Talk about global warming.
Yeah, well, and talk about the fact that you need snow because it's the
A source
water,
of
it's part
water.
of water in the ecosystem that is necessary for life in general. And so at least it has that going for it. At least it has a purpose, I suppose, other than let's just, for example, the next one we're talking about, there is no purpose.
No.
The one before this, brothers should be friends. Fine. It's a fine-ish
Yeah,
message.
brothers should be friends, theoretically.
Not if you've been
But
abusing each other for
see,
years.
the jurors and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Sibling rivalry is a thing. So I'm not
I'm all
sure.
aware of that. I'm just.
I don't think that brothers should be friends is a realistic message.
No, but at least this one had like a positive environmental message that it is only talking about the entire time. So it's like that's the focus.
It
It's
is
not like it's
unbelievably
focused on like
stupidly boring and has nothing to do with Christmas.
it has something to do with winter at least.
My notes on this, and I guess the best part of it is that it does have a global warming message. I don't know. I don't find that terrifically meaningful to me. So for me, like, there were a bunch of inconsistencies and continuity errors with this. I will say that the voice cast is amazing. Because
John Goodman is Frosty.
you've got John Goodman as Frosty, you've
He's
got
doing a really good impression.
a whole bunch of people you've heard of doing voice work in this. The animation, I think, is going for Charlie Brown. And the main two characters, the girl magician and her best friend, are kind of a Linus and Lucy
Yeah, they are.
combo. They're trying to make that the vibe there.
Which is cute.
But then they've got like mean teacher, no winter wonderland. There's no winter wonderland skidding into a telephone pole, which is kind of a point. But yeah, this bad guy is, he's not even like Mr. Burns
I
the
don't
whole
even know if he
time
has a name.
from The Simpsons. I don't know if he does. I don't care. There's just a lot of continuity problems. There are
Like what?
weird, well, I can't even cover them all. Like, they jump back and forth with corporate greed guy
You mean like a story?
No.
What are you talking about then? I'm
So
confused.
there's the narrative jumps around in the timing of it. It's not, it doesn't have a really, other
Okay,
than,
it's not a clear timeline.
no, it's
Okay.
not a clear timeline.
I could say that for Miser Brothers Christmas too. Like whenever they were like, "All right, it's time to go." It's like you didn't build that up at all. I had no idea if it was even fucking Christmas.
Yeah, that at one point they use a cat with no opposable thumbs to spray things with this summer wheeze or whatever, which is
That was kind
the
of funny.
global warming thing. They basically at the end are like, old corporate greed guy can drown in a lake. You know, I mean, it's just like, it's really just, I don't know. I mean,
What's
there a
happening
lot.
on with there?
So I what I have an issue with is this, you know, the name of it is Bean Town. It's like Veganville. I mean, I just felt like this was very granola. And
What does that even mean?
what that means, you know, for me, it's like it's very one note. Let's put it that way.
Sure, that's
You know,
fine.
that people that all they care about is environmental causes. They don't care about necessarily anything else. We should all be vegans. We should all, you know, do things in a very specific way. You know, it just felt restrictive and not, and again, not very Christmas related, which I'm sure it was, maybe it was meant to be. And at least, you know, there was, I mean, Frosty sucked for that
Other
too,
than
but yeah.
Santa showing up
And Frosty
in
and it being a
Frosty,
Christmas Eve
that's not
thing.
Christmas related at all.
Yeah, I mean, it's Christmas whatever, but Christmas Eve, I guess, when they're in school, which is completely unrealistic. But the other thing about this is, like, there's a, is it a Christmas market? What is this market they're supposed to be
It's a
going to?
Christmas, it's
Winter
like a
market?
winter
I think they tried to
festival.
call it winter. Like we're not going to say the word Christmas because we don't want to offend people. You know, there's a lot of that PC-ness in this that kind of grated on me.
Okay. I did not care. Whatever. I just felt like it was better than Miser Brothers Christmas because it didn't put me to sleep entirely. It put me half to sleep.
Okay. Well, here's one that absolutely put me to sleep. I think I was
You
snoring.
did sleep.
I did sleep. Rudolph's Shiny New Year.
What the fuck was this?
This is just insane old school. And it's old school claymation. So, like, they really went all out on
This
this.
was in the 70s. I saw it on the.
Right? So
It
they've
was, so it was
done.
like right after. Which
Yeah.
would make you think that they would remember the events of Rudolph so that things were
Yeah,
consistent.
you would think that,
Like,
but
this is
no.
supposed to take place right after Rudolph's. The events of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. But it completely ignores the time jump within Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And so he's
So
back to.
Rudolph was actually made in 1964.
So this is like 10 years later.
Yeah.
Okay. Regardless, it's still closer than fucking 70s and 2008.
Fair.
So they should know better. And they use the same models. They use the same model for Santa Claus. They didn't use the same voice, but they say use the same model.
Yeah.
And so you would expect
Yeah.
that there would be a little bit more consistency, but there isn't.
There isn't.
Either way,
They
he's now de-aged back to his younger self.
he's
And
like
he doesn't know how to fly.
not a full grown reindeer. Like, what the fuck is happening here?
Yeah, what happened at the end of Rudolph there?
Yeah, exactly. Did we miss something? And Santa's the one who volunteers him for this mission to find the baby New Year or whatever. Like, why would you volunteer him if he wasn't
Because he has
able to fly?
a shiny nose that can, even though this is a week long thing, that
It's
the
only
storm
a
will
week.
pass.
It felt a lot longer.
The storm will pass by then, I hope, and so other people could go looking for this baby, but no.
Oh no.
So
There's so
essentially,
much stupid in this.
what
It's
we
terrible.
gleaned off of this, which it, there's so much, but also so little at the same time. So Rudolph is sent to Father Time, who is a grown-up version of the baby New Year. And so this is told through us, this is not explicitly told to us, but it's told through montage and song.
Of
So
course it is.
the baby New Year is chosen, I guess, and as it grows up through it, like has an accelerated growth rate through the months and becomes Father Time and I don't know what Father Time does
Right, but
exactly. Keeps things going. I don't
it
know.
gets crowned as the year, like the baby new year on New Year's Day, and it's still an infant at that time.
And then it grows into an older man.
Within a year.
Yes, essentially. Either way. So then Father Time just, I don't know, keeps for however long he's Father Time, which changes every year because he, I guess, dies at the end of the year.
He goes
And
to an island, and yes, they say it, the archipelago.
please don't say
It's
that.
horrible. It's
It's
archipelago
archipelago.
of
Arc.
time, which apparently every island in this archipelago is a different
Representative of a
year.
different year, frozen in time, blah, blah, blah. Either way, Rudolph has to go and find this poor, it's essentially a Dumbo story where this kid has been bullied for his ears being too big. And so he wandered off somehow, an infant wandered off to an archipelago. And so,
And didn't drown miraculously.
exactly my point. And
If
so it found itself on one of the islands of time.
you have questions about this, go and see our Umbrella Academy season two thing about people drowning in water if they
Have you
can't
really been to
swim.
that episode?
Oh God, did you
I
really?
did,
Oh wow,
yes. I was
good for
asking if
you.
you did.
No, I'm not recently.
I need to play that for you. It's very funny. Either way, I'll do that after this. Either way. So they go to Rudolph goes with this whale, which they don't name Whale of a Time. They call Big Ben.
Right,
Like, that's
because he
kind of
has a
dumb.
tail that has a clock. Everything has a clock, by the way.
Because this
Not
is
everything. So,
time.
like,
They go across the sands of time
they
and
grow
then
across
they.
the sands of time, which is a desert, and there's a camel
So dumb.
that has a really dumb
Quarter
name.
past five.
Quarter past five.
That
And
doesn't matter though. None of
none.
it matters.
No,
And
there's
so they
like
go to the archipelago and he goes to a few different times. Like
there's a caveman,
there's
and
a
then
caveman and there's Ben Franklin's there.
there's a
And
medieval knight, maybe?
yes, in 1023, which is kind of like a land of fairy tales as well.
It's not. Medieval times were not
No,
like
but
that, but
according to
whatever.
this, it is. And so, like, the baby has fallen into the Three Bears story, and then but makes friends, but then they laugh at his ears, and so he wanders off, and then Rudolph finally finds him, but then there's this fucking like
Monster
vulture,
bird.
like monster bird vulture thing that has been like for reasons that are not explained to us. His name's Eon, but he is looking for the baby. He's trying to like keep Rudolph from finding the baby.
Because if
So
the
that
baby
he can,
doesn't get.
okay, no, there's a reason why. So that he can stay alive forever. Because if Baby New Year is not crowned on New Year's Day, then the December 31st will repeat forever.
Yay.
I guess. And so he
Why do
wants
they
to
get
stay alive. I
stuck?
don't know why he would die. That's not really explained. If it is, I don't remember it. It wasn't.
No, they do. They explain it. Like, so he can only live for an eon, and no one knows how long an eon is, other than they seem to know that this December 31st is the end of it.
Interesting. I did not know that. Either way,
You didn't care because you shouldn't be. That's
yes.
stupid.
So he steals the baby twice, and because the baby the first time got out and like got caught in Ben Franklin's kite, and then he got stolen again because the baby has like this like problem with making friends because of his ears or whatever,
He's
and so.
afraid to make friends, is what
Yeah, because he's worried that they're going to make fun of him.
he's saying.
So he has to have a physical defect so that Rudolph can relate to him. And
And
so
tell him,
he's
it's okay, I have
literally that in front of a sleeping Eon. And then it feels like it's going
that
on for an Eon.
too. That's right. That's
This is an
that's what they
hour
call me.
long special.
It's painful.
It's painful. And so
Except when you're
Eon.
sleeping, and that's good.
And the baby's like, "Oh shit, yeah, I'm good, okay." And so then Rudolph t saves the baby, saves New Year, and that's it.
Yep.
And that's
All of
it.
that. Yes.
Okay. Well. That's it. I don't.
And none of us cared. Because I
that one was physically painful to watch.
I mean, there's no like discussion of what happens if the year doesn't advance. Like there's other than Eon dying, which we all kind of want.
No. If the year doesn't advance, Eon lives because December 31st continues forever.
Right, but like what other negatives are there? There've gotta be other negatives.
I don't
right?
Like no more Christmas, I guess. I don't know. Santa's involved. I don't know why Rudolph's involved. Also, Santa saves them. I don't fucking care.
It doesn't.
Either way,
sense.
Like I
it
just
doesn't.
I think.
Joke, joke. Gasp, gasp.
I think that the idea of the Father Time thing is kind of interesting. Like the idea that Baby New Year like evolves over a year. And then dies and passes the torch. I think that's a concept that's really interesting. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the concept that's explored in The Crown of like knowing that your successor is coming and are you going to pave the path for them or are you going to just like fuck them over because you're petty?
Or are you going to just say sink or swim?
Because I think that like if a Father Time was like, fuck this, I don't want to die. And not crown the baby new year, I think that would be an interesting concept. I think that would be a better concept for this. And so he would steal the baby new year, and Santa would just be like, oh, father, this Father Time has stolen the baby new year, and you have to go save it. And then Rudolph can have a discussion about like how you can shape your own legacy or some shit. And I don't know. I'm getting too philosophical about this, but I think that that would be like infinitely more interesting than this fucking thing. Because I don't even know if a baby could keep up with this shit. Like I kept up with it, but I'm a fully grown adult.
Yeah, no, a baby would not be grasping a quarter of the concepts involved here, which is why he must
just be
run away and drown himself. Oh, you mean the fact that this is supposed to be a children's special?
Yes, no, it's boring.
It's boring. It's stupid. It is. And they spent so much
time. It reminds me of Peter Cottontail.
Yeah, there's an element of that. I mean, so I will say.
But at least in Peter Cottontail, you're not going through like centuries. You're going through fucking holidays.
Yeah, calendar year.
It's easier to follow for a baby.
Right. So this was interesting to me in the amount of money that they spent on it. So they spent a lot on the claymation.
Mm-hmm.
Red Skelton did a lot of the voice work as Father Time and the various characters related to that. And he was a big comedian in the 70s. They spent a lot of money on songs because there are actual songs in here. They are different from each other. They aren't good.
And I can't remember a single one.
I'm not saying they're good, but they exist.
They do exist.
And melodically were way better than anything in the other two we saw. So there's a lot
doesn't take
of
much
expenditure in this. And probably of the three, this may be the worst one.
It is the worst one.
Yeah.
If I were to rank these, I'd rank them. Number one, Frosty Returns, surprise sleeper hit.
Just because it is short.
Yes.
It's complete shit, by the way.
Yes, it's also shit. I'm just saying, at least it has a message. Mm-hmm. And then Miser Brothers Christmas, and then Rudolph Shiny New Year, because fuck that.
I find Miser Brothers Christmas mildly entertaining for the ego flamboyancy of the North Wind. I find that mildly entertaining. And the Miser Brothers song, which I always like.
Fair.
But I really, and I like it as a pure entertainment thing better than Frosty, which is just beating me over the head with like
environmental shit.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, you know, if it were 30 minutes, it would definitely be better. I think even you would agree.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
but
sure.
It's not. It's still long as shit.
They're all terrible. You should not waste your time, especially on Christmas Day, which we are hoping that you spend with your families, having a lovely chocolate old-fashioned or whatever you want to have. We hope that you have a great Christmas season, holiday season, New Year. And we will be back soon with more Outlander. We know you're excited. We hope that you join us. And
here's...